The following podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. You're now tuning in to Pass the Aux with DJ G-Side, where the music shapes us who we are. So volume up, headphones on, sit back and listen up, because DJ G-Side has the aux. Welcome back to Pass the Aux. I'm DJ G-Side, and I'm here with the special guest, the one and only, my cousin as promised. Caesar, how are you?
I'm doing fine. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. Thanks for asking. And welcome to the podcast.
It's an honor being here.
So, yeah, we know each other and stuff like that. We've been talking like music for a while now, ever since, you know, we were kids and stuff like that. We tend to like share albums, tracks, and a lot of artists that we tend to like listen to, recommendations and stuff like that. But what we're going to do, it's the same thing. So what got you into music in the first place?
Honestly, what got me into music in the first place was listening to music in the car, often played by my uncle. I used to always hang around with my cousin like growing up, and we would always like go on car rides to places. And during these car rides, we would listen to some music, some of which grew with us, and we got inspired by it, and we learned to have our own taste in music.
And those type of like car rides, what music did they play? Like, is there a specific genre, specific song, artist?
Personally, what got me into music was the Beatles. I grew up listening to lots of their albums, and I learned to like appreciate most of the songs they did. In fact, they're my favorite artists of all time, and I don't think I'll ever get tired of them, to be honest. In fact, I'm trying to collect their vinyls for my collection, and one of the albums that has stuck with me for a while has been Rubber Soul. And thankfully, my uncle was able to get a copy of it, and I've been listening to it. And yeah, all the songs on there are like unskippable. Well, except the last one. That's a horrible song if you look into the lyrics. But the rest of the album is actually like really good. In fact, yeah, sometimes from day to day, my favorite album might change. One day I might like Abbey Road, and then the other day I can like Rubber Soul, and then the next day I could like Revolver, or the next day A Hard Day's Night. The options are truly endless for me in terms of enjoyment. They're truly a special band for me, and yeah, they kind of helped me get into the gateway of rock music growing up. And yeah, even though I don't listen to many bands as other people do, they have helped me like broaden my taste in music.
Okay. And you did say that it introduced you to the rock genre, right? The rock genre and stuff like that. But is that the only genre you stick to, or is there like a transition that you took into your own hands to transition?
Honestly, it did introduce me to, well, to be honest, I'm not an audiophile in the sense that I listen to every aspect of music, different like genres and such, but it did introduce me to the world of alternative rock. And it mostly came in the form of listening to one of my favorite bands, Radiohead.
Okay, Radiohead.
The only vinyl I have from them is The Bends and In Rainbows.
Which are not bad picks, aren't they? But which of two are your favorite? Like, if you had to choose between them, which is your favorite?
Honestly, it would have to be The Bends, because I feel like I like lots of the rock influences that are in there, and it's a pretty easy album to listen to
and play to, right?
Oh yeah.
And that's where you also can play guitar and piano.
It is true that I do play instruments, and it's strange because I feel like as an artist myself, well, obviously the Beatles did influence me in how I wrote and sang songs, but as soon as I discovered Radiohead, it kind of changed my perspective of like songwriting. Of course, I didn't want to sound like Radiohead, but it did make me kind of think more seriously about like my topics in terms of songwriting. And I feel like lots of the themes and topics that you that are present on the albums are really fascinating, especially when I got to like that of OK Computer.
And that's what's it called when it comes to like Radiohead, it only like involves just the guitar or just the piano, because for piano I know that you do like other songs.
I just go with what naturally comes to my head. I don't have any like clear inspirations whenever I write music. I feel like one tries to express themselves through music, it doesn't necessarily have to come from a single source. It can be derived from like different emotions that you feel from different songs.
I'm gonna put you to the test. But yeah, if you had to choose one song from the Beatles to not be considered as a poser, what would it be?
It would have to be If I Fell. I just like the harmonies in that song.
Okay, what about Radiohead?
Black Star.
How about like international music?
Well, Molotov would be a band that I feel like I enjoy a lot of their catalog. Although I have also heard about different like bands that aren't exclusive to the United States. For example, a song that, I mean, an artist that definitely is well known outside the United States that is popular and has a good sound is, of course, Nena, who made 99 Luftballons.
Their most popular one?
Yeah, and they even have other material that's good. Like, for example, a song that I learned to play on the guitar that really helped me, like, in terms of, like, technique was a song of theirs. I'm not going to pronounce it well, but it's called... I'm going to have my buddy Google help over here.
Yep, that's German. Is it German?
Yes. Even though the song is in German, I do appreciate the instrumentation and the melody itself. It was something that really like helped me see them more.
All right, so we've covered like two bands, right? And the thing is that, yeah, we could go on talking about them, but what other bands like do you hear besides Radiohead and the Beatles? Like, what other artists out there that puts you in the mood?
Honestly, it's gonna be another big band again. Is of course Nirvana. Although, yeah, it's strange that my three favorite bands have been just big name artists, and I feel like I want to make a point. Even though I like my music taste, of course, well, I don't listen to the three of them like exclusively. I of course listen to some artists outside of that. For example, I do love the 90s scene, especially with artists like No Doubt, the Chili Peppers. Like, yeah, I do listen to a variety of different music, but I feel like those three really do have like a good catalog that I do enjoy. Although I can't help but feel a bit bad in terms of like my music taste, because it feels sometimes, and I certainly did notice a lot in college, that when you ask people what are their favorite music, they tend to have a bunch of like underground indie artists, and they focus a lot on like music that's personal and what's the word for it again? Niche. I feel like the topic of niche music is certainly something that many people try to like talk all about and feel prideful in, and I can't help but feel like it's strange to just have a music taste that's full of mainstream artists. I mean, it's not much to be ashamed of because they're mainstream for a reason. Although it feels like every time you compare your music taste to those of other people, it feels like you're the awkward one out there, because everyone seems to focus a lot on niche music. In fact, during my time in college, I entered this music club. And I do remember there was a day where everyone decided to like bring their like any artifact that reminds them of music, and lots of them like had like different merchandise from like local bands and from underground artists that are like under 500,000 monthly listeners on Spotify or something like that. And it feels like sometimes with the scene in music, it feels like you're obligated to stay within a small space, and you're not allowed to enjoy the mainstream stuff because then you get called boring.
That's true, actually. Yeah, I could relate to that.
Yeah, and honestly, I get that some people like get called posers for enjoying certain bands, although personally for me, I do enjoy these bands. Like, I actively do look into like sometimes demos that they have. Lots of them have unappreciated like stuff that aren't like their most popular hits, but just the fact that they're mainstream, and every time I have to like say like who are my favorite artists, it feels strange admitting like yeah, I don't listen to someone that's not too well known. I mean, there's a lots of people in who appreciate music and do make music that do have their wide variety of likes and influences. Every popular artist has their own inspirations, and it's mostly composed of artists that are not very well known. And it feels strange to say that I can't really call myself a fan of music if I'm like listening to just big names. It feels like I have to like go on a certain route.
Like, yeah, music can be for everyone. They're either going to call you poser and stuff like that if you listen to like big hit artists. But the thing is that music is just for everyone. Like, they shouldn't be like any criticism and stuff like that. Everyone enjoy music by their own ways. Like, there's literally like infinite of genres, infinite of songs, infinite of artists that people just really enjoy too. Just because just because someone else is like have like underground artists or like not well known or lower monthly listeners on Spotify doesn't mean that they have great taste in music. Like, at least they got themselves into like someone that they enjoy, right?
Yeah, and I get the message. Although, yeah, I do like have this specific sentiment mostly because in that music club that I was at, there was countless people like my age there. Although the strangest thing is that no one mentioned any like mainstream artists. Like, everyone had like someone that was like really not well known. Like, even the only big name I heard was Radiohead, ironically, but they listed their favorite album for them as an experimental one, I believe Kid A. So like, I didn't see anyone in there expressed any interest in mainstream music, and it feels personally to me that to be involved in the music scene, you have to be willing to like just dive into the deep thresholds of like a genre. Like, if you just say like your favorite genre is alt rock, it feels like you're expected to like know a small artist who releases music instead of enjoying like the big bands.
But in that situation where you were at school and people had like different variety of like unknown artists that you don't really know of, like, yeah, it could be like very hard to like communicate with them, like saying, oh, I don't know, right? Like, I don't know, haven't heard that artist before, or I haven't heard that song before, or I don't know them, right? Then again, it's conversation opener, no? Like, what music would you recommend, or what kind of music you listen to?
I mean, I can appreciate some people having like some like appreciation for like a smaller artist, but when everyone is listening to a small artist, it feels like the whole field of music that you have to traverse yourself in order to like communicate with others, which really like sucks, because lots of people in there already like listen to the same artists, so there is a sense of community in there, but it feels like they're able to like connect over music because they listen to the same underground artists, but it feels like I'm like ostracized for listening to something basic. Honestly, that's how I feel like every time I talk to other people about music, because it feels, yeah, I know my taste in music hasn't changed too much, but I wouldn't consider myself to be an adventurous person in terms of music. When as to take some time into it, as to put in the time to like slowly get used to it. But when everyone that you meet literally has like a taste in something, it feels like you have to do a lot of acrobatics to be on the same topics of music and such.
I'm just going to leave it there. So thank you, Cesar, for coming to the podcast.
You're welcome.
And yeah, this has been Past the Aux on DJ G-Side, and I'll see you guys on the next track. See ya.